Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about our upcoming shows on the road and also about our podcast, available there and on iTunes. You can also find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ken Rawson from Tryon, North Carolina.
Hey, Ken, how are things?
Things are great.
Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. That means Carl Castle will read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
Bangladesh, many smugglers does house. So East India furrows its brows to get some relief from their misuse of beef. We have issued ID cards for
cows.
Right. Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Do they carry them in leather wallets?
Well, that's the question. Well, yes, sir, you do look like a cow, but I will need to see some ID. Cow smuggling, apparently. Real problem on the border between India and Bangladesh. Cows get misplaced, so protective Indian cattlemen have come up with a way to keep Basi from wandering over to the wrong side. ID cards. Indian cows are now being outfitted with laminated photo IDs that show the cow with its owner.
No.
And it lists all the information a cow in the town might need. Owner's name and address, cow's weight, height, color, sex, length of horns, sometimes tidbits like horn missing or half tail lost. In addition to cutting down on smuggling, the IDs have also led to a dramatic decrease in underage drinking by calves.
Dateline needs to get on this to catch a beef eater.
Right. Chris Hansen. I swear,
I'm just thinking of the video footage of this Bangladeshi guy in a little motel room somewhere expecting a cow to come in.
And then it's Chris Hansen.
He's sitting there. He's sitting there nervously holding a bouquet of oats. Here's your next limerick.
I chose my bride by foods that she cooks and her literate insight in books. Oh, I kid. My decision is based on my vision. Men choose their mates solely on
looks.
Yes. Okay, is everybody sitting down? Scientists at Indiana University Bloomington have determined that men judge a potential mate by her physical attractiveness.
No.
It's true. It rocked our world, ladies and gentlemen. When we heard the results of this study, the scientists asked test subjects to fill out a questionnaire listing what they want in a mate, you know, intelligence, wealth, appearance, ranking them all. Then they put them in a speed dating situation where the men checked off the people they would like to see again. When the scientists compared the speed dating results with the questionnaire, they discovered that instead of using the criteria they said they would use, the men always went for the hot chicks. So in addition to the main result of the study, there's another equally shocking finding. Men lie. Here is your last limerick.
The date ends. We both hope for bliss. Lips meet, but there's something amiss. And so it all ends with a let's just be friends. You can tell a lot from the first
kiss.
Exactly right. This is kind of turnabout is fair play and unnecessary scientific studies. It turns out men, it doesn't matter how much money you spent on your Axe body spray, your relationship could be over before it begins if you screw up that first kiss. A new study at the State University of New York, Albany, shows that women place much more importance on kissing than men do. Kel surprise again. Because for women, that first kiss isn't just an expression of affection. Apparently, it's a highly developed evolutionary tool that women use to screen out what biologists call, quote, losers. Some of the criteria.
That's a technical scientific
name. Yeah, it is.
Name
it's a technical term
right.
From biology.
Right.
Some of the criteria used subconsciously to judge the first kiss are bad breath, too much tongue contact, and the amount of saliva involved. Scientists recommend that men either practice on their pillows or perhaps consider dating a less demanding species.
Like a guppy.
Like a guppy. Carl, how did Ken do in our quiz?
Quite well, Peter. He had 3 correct answers. So, Ken, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, excellent.
Whoa.
Well done.
That's great.